whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
I had to remember which one I was on. Sorry about that. Hello. Welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 366 on Saturday, August 24th, 2024. Or if you're here in the part of the world that is ahead of everyone else, it's Sunday, the 25th of August. I am here with my wonderful Norting shark. There she is right there. Chris.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us this week. I also am, we also have Stir in the chat. Stir, thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
And I know that we have got Zaya, Madar, and Mrs. Rock Guru in the chat, in Twitch, and Dave, sorry, apologies, Dave. We are over on Wormrest Accord at Nighthaven in Moonglade. We're at the back of kind of one of the really big, I was going to say tents, buildings that overlooks, So if you want to bring a tune or come over and hang out, please do. Being that this is a very special episode, I'm going to try not to get too upset, so bear with me. But one, it is our 9th anniversary for the WoW Challenges podcast. So that's the first thing. Again, 9 years. Thank you all for your support, for being here, for supporting the channel, supporting the challenges, supporting the website. So huge thank you to that. The other reason why we are here in Moonglade, in particular, is to remember Fair. So, I thought I wouldn't get upset, but Fair passed away Friday, 2nd of August. One of her friends reached out to let me know, and I knew she had not been really well for quite some time. She had some issues with her foot, and she was kind of a bit in and out of hospital. She had some surgery. She'd really had a bit of a rough time the past, I'm going to say probably the past year, Stir, with some, like, the issues with her feet.
Yeah.
So, and they managed to do surgery, but she had said to me the surgery hadn't completely improved, and then she wasn't feeling really well, and there was a lot of things going on. So when her friend reached out to me to let me know that she had passed and that she would let me know if there was any further updates, she herself was dealing, obviously, with the news, and this person was a good friend from, I think, from within WoW, one of her friends that she played a lot of WoW with when she wasn't doing challenge tunes, and often supported this friend, I think, when they were streaming and all that kind of thing. So, So yeah, so she had let me know that she, if there was any updates, that she'd reach back out and let me know. From there, I obviously let the Wild Challenges team know what had happened, and from there we let the community know. Stir, you had said that you were going to, you had been in contact with one of Fair's friends, and that you were going to reach out to find some, see if you could find any information. Did you want to touch on any of that at all, or no?
Oh, sure, I can. You know, I think all of us have known her for so long, and if you've ever rolled a pacifist, your paths crossed because she was the go-to person. And so I did talk to one of her caregivers, if you will, and I had talked to her before because it was only a couple of months ago that Fur was having some difficulties with switching to a different cell phone. So I was her remote tech support. And so, you know, I, out of the blue, I'm getting a message, call this number in the Seattle, Washington area. And you're like, okay, this has got to be a scam. And it turned out it was a really wonderful person who knew and took care of Fur and helped with like groceries and things like that. And so we just chatted, and she repeated a number of the same things that you did, Lita. And for those of you who don't know, Fur lost her husband a couple of years back, and so she's been kind of by herself, but as she would always say, well, I've got all my online friends, so I'm not by myself. I'm just like, oh, cool. So there's really been no service, if you will, in the real world, and nothing that we could point you to. But she does have a sister in real life, and they've been trying to make a connection there to, you know, help take care of final wishes and things like that. And so I think all of us know that Fur would just be almost embarrassed with us gathering around. You know, she's so low key, and but this is the place she would want us to be, I think, is Moonglade, the home of druids and, yeah, and night elves and things like that. So I think that's the best thing we can do, is just remember some of her stories and accomplishments and things like that.
Exactly. And, you know, not only that, she's been, I guess, a huge inspiration to the community, to each of us in our own way. So I don't know. Let me gather my thoughts. I've tried to think of lots of things over the last couple of weeks. But I will pass it over to Chris. Do you have any stories that you would like to mention? Or will I get stirred to? Sorry about my voice.
No, you are totally good, woman. The only thing I like when I think of her, she was so charming in her helpfulness. That, you know, if anybody had a question about anything, that woman would give you all the time in the world. And she was such a wealth of knowledge. And she reminded me of, you know, like your favorite teacher who just had all these little pupils and cared so deeply that everybody was succeeding and that everybody got to have their time to ask whatever questions they had. She was just so welcoming in sharing anything that she knew, and everything she spoke on, you could just tell her deep and abiding love for what she did in the challenges, especially. and was so gracious in sharing anything with anybody who might even have an inkling of a thought of doing pacifist. You know, she truly was pacifist queen.
Yeah. And I would have to agree that one of my go-to, obviously, we have Stir and Zaya and Fair have always been part of my go-to for questions. But definitely pacifist-wise, she knew her stuff, and boy did she love a pacifist tune. And if I can remember, I'm pretty sure, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I'm pretty sure I remember Stone saying that Fair, years and years ago, kept at him, can't we do a, surely we can do a pacifist, add the pacifist, because obviously Iron Man has been our main challenge for years and years and years. It's been around for a very long time, hasn't it, Sir Iron Man? Very long time. Yeah.
Really long time.
And Fair was one of the to broaden to include pacifists. Fair's first Iron Champion was 2013. Amazing. So, you know, she would not be at Stone, but always be like, well, there has to be ways and means that we can have a pacifist tune. And she was, you know, certainly one of the the instigator to open up the challenges to include other than just an Iron Man, to show that you can do a challenge in a completely different way. And that was through by doing a pacifist without killing anything. And I will have to say that I will be the first person to put up my hand. And I poo-pooed that idea for a very long time. I was like, nope. And then,
funny.
And then I saw the light. So, Stir, do you have anything you want to share?
I was going to say, you know, we were almost like, and never met her in real life, just online, but we teased each other all the time, like brothers and sisters, and I kept calling her a tree hugger and a vegetarian and vegan and stuff like that, because, and not knowing if that's true or not, but that's just how I characterized pacifists. And like, you, once you try it, you kind of get hooked and go, this isn't, it really is a challenge, because all you got to do is go step on a critter and boom, your run is over with. And so it's a lot harder than at first glance. And so we teased each other a lot, I'd be sitting here and I'd get a little ding from Discord saying, hey, you got a new message. I'm looking, it's her. And she's going, hey, one thing we had in common is we both use Apple Macintoshes to play the game.
That's right.
And so I, again, being her tech support. So remember when she dinged that first pacifist, she wrote up, I don't know, I teased her that it must have been 14 pages long because it had so much details. And she even said, look, I just threw everything in there. You can edit it down. I said, oh, okay, because, you know, I was on watch to do the write-ups. So I replied back about, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours later, and I said, done. I narrowed it down to two words, fur dinged. And she gives that
sorry, excuse
you know, frowny face, you know, that icon, you know, that says, can we meet somewhere in the middle? It's like, sure. So, yeah, we just had a lot of fun. And you could catch it. And her being up all odd hours for most of us in the States, it was kind of funny because you could come on any time at night and boom, there she is. She's doing the loops around something, you know, and so you could then whisper her with questions and things like that.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was one of the big things that I noticed when I, you know, managed to start my tunes on Wormrest, which I definitely can say that Wormrest really is my challenger server. That quite often on my playtime, being, you know, evening for me, or late afternoon into the evening or late evening, and to log on and see that hi from her, and always, you know, have a bit of chat, and I always loved getting her write-ups. So if you go back through the website and look, we've got write-ups of most of our max level characters. Not everyone does give us the information, but Fair definitely did, and there was always a story. And with some of them, I'm just trying to remember if it was Fair Bear or Bear Fair. One of them that she had done the story in the toon's own voice, as per se. And she said to me, you know, take pieces out of that or whatever you need to. And when I read it, I just went, there's nothing to change about it. It's perfect how she'd written it. And just on that tune's journey, and from that point of view, that instead of it, that you're getting it from Fair's point of view, you were getting it from the tune's point of view. And I love that. And to be able to just add that in as an interesting aspect of a write-up was really good. So she just had so much knowledge, and always such a helpful and pleasure to chat with. And again, a huge supporter, not only of our community. I know that she was a supporter of one of her friends who also streamed in their community. But, you know, she was like me. She played WoW. We played WoW. It's our game. It really is.
Yeah.
All right. What have we got in the chat? So I says, yeah, always ready to help anyone. Mrs. Rock Guru is looking for us. All right. So I'm not sure if she's found us yet. Sorry, I'm not fully looking at my WoW.
No, you're good. She okay. And I are BattleNet friends. I just okay. invited her, so she can find us.
Thank you. All right. and again, you know, we... Sorry. I thought I was going to say these words without getting upset. We have lost someone truly, truly great. And I don't want us to ever forget. Hence why, we do these things. And we just remember, in our own way, these people. We've lost a few, but just to remember them and to know how much they meant to us personally and to our community. So Again, apologies. I'm gonna miss her an awful amount. So, yeah, it really did hit hard for a lot of us, I think. So, again, apologies on my crying, but it was not the news I think any of us was quite expecting. So yeah. All right, is there anything else that you guys would like to touch into? Because I need to mute myself and blow my nose. So if you can just bear with me.
You need to stop apologizing. It is a testament to the kind of woman Farrah was that we all miss her so much. So stop apologizing for being sad at her loss. We are all going to miss her very much.
Hear, hear. Yeah, it's a, and you know, if we have a future contest that's a passy, I'm looking forward to naming the tune something like Stir Fur, you know, just in honor.
You know it's coming. Of yeah, course, you know, it will be coming.
So, yep. Stir Fur, this one's for you. So, yeah.
Well,
but you know what? She's gone physically, but she's still here with us. It's just, you just know she's watching. And she just hit me on the back of the head for playing with toys in my collection. So, yeah, it's she's here.
That's so funny because I actually looked at both you and Zaya and I was going to throw out some toys. And I'm like, Zaya's here on a challenge tune. I am not giving this man a buff to save his... Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine if I... Oh. Yeah. So, she's probably the one who thwacked me.
That's funny. yeah, most definitely. Being that we have now got early access to the War Within, and we are looking at what changes will be applied to the challenges, which we're still working through, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But obviously contests moving forward is still something that we do love to do as a community, and it's always fun. It's always interesting to see who comes out and who just goes absolutely gung-ho, and you know, so I would say definitely sometime in the future, once things with the new expansion also settle down, once we figure out the logistics with the little changes or the big changes that need to be made, because again, any changes that are made to the challenges are not something that we take lightly, because obviously Blizzard brings out and says, here's the game, this is what it's going to be, and sometimes those changes, if we have to make them, they can't be reversed. If we say yes to something, we then can't go along and say no to something, right? Right, Stir, it's just, you know, it's one of those things. You just can't go, oh yes, we'll let this expansion go, because long-term effects and what they can do to not only the challenge tunes that have already dinged but to any challenge tunes moving forward and in the future. So we try and take all of that into consideration when we do make the changes that need to be made. And but I would say for sure there will be a pacifist contest at some stage. I'm not going to promise when, but Chris and I will get together, and it will definitely be in honor of Fair, for sure.
And it'll be archaeology only.
You laugh. I have a dude named Archaeology who is literally leveling through archaeology. Oh, he's a little dwarf, and he's named Archaeology. So you laugh, but you just gave me an evil, evil idea. I love that.
That's how she did it. She was, you know, we say pacifist queen. She was the archaeologist queen, too. So.
Absolutely. And she knew where not to go, where to go, what to look for. Like, again, just to pick Fair's brain, even just for a few moments, to say, I'm not sure about this, or can you give me an idea? And she would just be like, zoom, here, look at this, look at that, look at that. And, you know, again, like I said, for a very long time, I had pacifist. Who wants to play a tune and not kill anything? Admittedly, I was very much into my bloodthirsties at that time. Loved bloodthirsty. Nothing else better than going around and just killing stuff. Mass murdering. Still love it. Just haven't had a chance to do a lot of it. So, I can't remember if it was a contest or if it was something that, like, Fair had just said one time she was on the show. Like, give it a go. And I thought, why not? Why not? And then I can't remember, Chris, was it? Because it was you and I that both basically went, yeah, okay, let's give it a go. Yeah. Let's make tunes.
We'll do it together. Let's go.
We'll just do it together. You'll be over there on your server, I'm over here on my server, and we'll just, you know, we'll just slowly level these tunes. You know, that was my Passy leader, my Night Elf Rogue, and yours is Pacifist. What was yours? Mm-hmm. Druid?
Oh, of course.
Druid. Of course. and, you know, Chris and I would go back and forth, and then we'd be like, not sure what we're doing, and then we'd, you know, one of us or both of it would message Fair and be like, what's this? And, you know, she was, I think she was thrilled when we finally went, oh my god, this is so much fun.
I just shot that squirrel that was running around us just so that she can yell at me. I'm gonna somehow get a text from her, you know, through a Ouija board or something, saying, why did you just, we're talking about pacifists and you just killed a squirrel. What? Oh, like I said, brother, sister.
Yep. Exactly. So, yeah, so definitely an absolute gem to not only to all of us and the community in a whole, but such a wealth of knowledge. So again, if you're interested in having a read through, check on the website. There's lots of articles of her tunes leveling over the years. Her oldest tune from memory was Feraline, which was her druid, pacifist druid, and that had been a pacifist druid? Yeah, I think so. that had been a challenge champion for quite a few expansions, and I'm pretty sure that was her oldest living challenge tune. But she certainly had a lot, and her preference, of course, was always Night Elf. Always a Night Elf where she could be. She didn't always have them, but quite often Night Elf. And certainly Druid was her preference as well. So, but you know, she also tried many, many other things. I know she was doing a mage there, and you know, she'd even do a tauren. From memory, she did a couple of horde tunes, and it was always interesting because she'd message me and like, I'm so lost. What am I doing outside? And I'd be like,
that she felt dirty too. I mean, yes. It's just, you know, playing on a horde. Come on.
That's it. I mean, she was really an Alliance girl at heart. Absolutely. So yeah, when she jumped over onto horde and actually had a couple of horde tunes, and it was always interesting to see. You know, she's like, I'm so lost, just trying to figure out where I was going. And I was like, I totally hear you, but I am the other way. I'm really more a horde girl. And to sometimes jump onto Alliance is kind of like, hot damn, where the hell am I? And no wonder I get killed going to the wrong flight pass. She did a passy Tauren Rogue as soon as they were available. Yeah, I think that was also a taunt to Stir, wasn't it, Stir? About making it.
Yeah.
She was very determined. She wanted a pacifist Tauren Rogue.
Which I'm arguing with her. There's, it's such a contradiction.
Which is absolutely hilarious. I mean, I don't know. This state of. And obviously, this is a conversation for another time, but for most of us who have been playing the game for a very long time, Stir, since start?
Jeez.
Yeah? Chris, from start?
So sorry, suddenly I muted my Discord and I could not hear a word thing you said.
My question is just thinking about the game and how long that we've played it. So, I mean, almost like what, 20 years?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to say Zaya would probably be the same. I'm not sure about MRG. How long have you been playing? Wow, Dave. Matter. I know, like, I think for most of us, we've been playing this game a long time. And fair play also, I'm going to say, Stir, from pretty much Lee Day Dot, she's been playing a very long time, correct?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at one of my earliest screenshots, and it's from 2007, so yeah. And that's when I learned, how to do screenshots. I was actually at 2006 doing the Christmas event. That was one of my first exposures. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool, you know, over in Ironforge.
Mm-hmm. I actually have, I found some screenshots from, like, 2006, but they're in a format that I don't know what the hell the format is, and I can't figure out how to change it, because it's in this really weird format, and I'm like, what the hell was that format? But yeah, definitely my screenshots are a tad, you know me, I do love a good screenshot. MRG says she thinks about late 2006. Dave saying 18, maybe 19 years. You know, like, we have gone through a lot, not only within WoW, but obviously since, you know, things that have come along, like WoW Challenges and Iron Man, and, you know, the state of the game. There's hardcore servers now. We've got Warbands, so there's a lot of account, you know, to think how much account-wide stuff now this game has compared to when we first started, and you couldn't have a Horde toon and an Alliance toon on the same server. Do you remember that? I do.
Yeah.
It made me so cranky because I'd made my Horde toon, because at the time we were playing Horde, and then I thought, ah, I want to go and play, and I can't even remember what it was. I'm going to say it was probably the human warlock, because I had my undead warlock. And I was like, why won't it let me make it on the same server? And it's like, nope, you can't do it. I'm like, I don't want to go to another server. I just want to stay on this server. So, you know, things like that. And obviously, you know, again, this is a conversation for another time, perhaps. But, you know, how we've seen things change for the challenges, and to go from something as simple as, God, I can't even think of his name. Stir, what's the first iron Kavarian? Who was the first?
Yeah, we might have Kavarian. To go log into the Wayback Machine to look at that one.
That was Kryparian. I think that's how you say it. Kryparian. Thank you, Zaya. You know, and where that kind of stemmed from, and you know what Iron Man was back then to Iron Man, and what challenges we have now is quite amazing. And again, you know, we've got people like Fair who were really pushed stone to think outside the box, to be like, well, surely if we can get a toon with an Iron Man to kill things and do quests in wider great gear, surely we can have a pacifist. I must admit, I don't have those conversations, but I remember Stone saying to me that, you know, Fair was very, very
persistent,
that's the word, thank you, was very persistent with him to say it can be done. Like, I will figure out, basically, I will figure out the way. I know we can do this. And, you know, and I think that's absolutely amazing. And again, for someone who would have never thought, and who didn't for a very long time, who thought, why would you not want to kill something? Like, and again, Fair quite often did her toons, not just traditional pacifist, then she might say, okay, for this pacifist, I'm going to do no cooking, no fishing. She's only going to gather, you know, herbs, because she's going to be classed as, you know, like, not harming anything. So she's not going to cook any, you know, fish. She's not going to fish because she doesn't want to, what would you call it, like, hurt the animals. So within the pacifist challenge, she would then put little stipulations to make, so what already was intricate as pacifist, that she'd be like, yeah, let's just go, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, and let's just make it, boom, you know, a little bit more challenging. A vegan pacifist, thank you. So, yeah, and it always intrigued how well she did. She was certainly wonderful, amazing. Pacifist wasn't even possible at the start of challenges. No XP for nodes and herbs. Yep. A vegan pacifist, absolutely. Mrs. Rockguru says, my first ever tomb was a blood elf priest with my hubs playing a blood elf warlock. No, nice. So yeah. All right. Any final thoughts, Stir, that you want to add, again, to Distel, remembering what a wonderful, amazing, not only member of our community, but a member of a lot of communities with her, and anything final that you want to add?
Oh, I'll just say, you know, rest in peace, Fur. You've earned it, and we're going to miss you and think of you often.
Exactly. Chris, anything that you want to add?
I am very thankful that we were blessed to have her in our lives.
Ditto. Ditto all day. All right. So thank you for those that have come and hang out for that. We're going to continue with the show, and obviously I know it is also part of our 9th anniversary, but I'm kind of going to skim over that a bit. But we have had a lot of things happen in the last couple of weeks, because I took a couple of weeks off to obviously have a bit of a break and have a little bit of holidays. And within that time frame, we have had that many tunes ding as Dragon,
just a couple,
as Dragonflight max level champions. Oh my god, has it not been crazy? It is absolutely amazing. So let me start off, and then Chris, you can take over for a bit. So first of all, let's go. Congratulations to Lyari on becoming our 5th Dragonflight Bloodthirsty Challenge champion. So we've got a blood. Congratulations to Azzy on becoming our 50th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge champion.
Yeah, did you fall out of your chair when you heard that one?
I was like, wait, he was so close.
Our Azzy?
Our
Azzy. One who, that runs into death all the time? It's like, wow.
He had some, I'm pretty sure, some spectacular deaths. And again, it's normally at very high levels that you're just sitting there, you're looking at the leader, you're looking at the boards, and you're just like, he is so close. And then the next thing up, he pops in Discord and he's like, bah, 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 I died. And you're like, no. So when he and I thought it was quite fitting, because you know, 50 is a nice round number. So I thought, well, of course, as he would be our 50th iron, so that's kind of does seem fitting. And then from there we had congratulations to Anise on becoming our 51st Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Not only that, there was a lot of irons. Congratulations to Pringle Pants, fantastic name, by the way,
yeah,
on becoming our 52nd Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Like, hello. And then we also had Irons Werg, who was our 53rd Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. So that's the first lot. Chris, do you want to take next?
Lot number two is Iron Ellie on becoming our 54th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge champion. Ooh, boy, those really challenge that speech impediment that I have. Congratulations to No Fall Damage on becoming our 55th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge champion. To Valeros for becoming our 56th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge champion. Congratulations. Oh, of course you gave me this one. Bless them. I'm so sorry. Kotichik, I think. It's Cyrillic.
Yep.
Becoming our 57th Dragon Man Iron Man Challenge champion. And to Passiflore for becoming our 25th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge champion.
And that's not all. So in the last, within the last few days, before early access had hit, we had Yogg-Saron, who became our 58th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge champion. And then I'm gonna say it was hours before early access hit. So our very last challenge tune to hit max level for Dragonflight. And I'm still waiting for their write-up. So hint, hint, if they're listening, they have got the questions. Congratulations to Tay Lurlin becoming our 11th Dragonflight Working Man Challenge champion. So the fact that we have finished Dragonflight with 58 irons, 11 working, 25 passies, which I'm gonna say Fair's probably gonna be like, hell yeah, well done, 25 passies. Let me just, I meant to grab the other stats. Where's my greens? Like, we have had, just looking, I think there's like 120. We have had 120 max level tunes for Dragonflight.
That's insane.
Absolutely insane. And again, wonderful, because it is so good to see so many people out there giving it a go. And obviously, we know Zion was out there.
Zionster might be like 40 of them.
Well, I know Zion was testing. Stir, do you remember what Zion said that he got a tune just a few days ago in some ridiculous amount of areas, from like 1 to 60 in so many like hours played, that it was like, what?
It was just crazy.
I'd say
15, yeah.
Right?
15. Yep. It just, and it, again, because a lot of these tunes dinging was a little bit like, how the hell are they doing it? 1 to 70, Zaya says, in 15 hours played. That is crazy. All right, let me just go look, have a quick look. So we had 5 bloods, 19 greens, and I think that's it. So 120 max level characters for Dragonflight, which I think has to be one of the highest expansions ever for challenge tune, for max level challenge tunes. I'm gonna say absolutely insane. Alright, so some thoughts with obviously Blizzard had decided that early access was hitting, what is it, like 4 days before the actual launch of The War Within. If you have early access, fantastic, like, congratulations. If you haven't, oh my god, wait till you, no spoilers, but yeah. Ooh.
I have any... She's looking for is holy bubbles.
I'm not even thinking about, actually no, I lied. There's probably some parts I'm going, wonder if I can get Passy later, and then I'm like, not yet. Not yet, not yet. You need to wait. But I'm thinking there might be some interesting spots, but at the same stage, hot damn. The new zones are going to be interesting, that's for certain. So, what we've done, Zaya has disabled the challenges at the moment for adding and all of that until we get some things right, some things sorted within that, because the war within is technically, we're starting it from early access. For those of you that want to go level, please, 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 again, be very careful, scout things out. Double check, not all the rules have fully been added in yet. I will be doing that once we get, I'll add that to the website once we get everything formulated. We're still kind of trying to work out, trying to make sure that the decisions, like I said earlier, the decisions that are being made is once we say either yes to something, a lot of times we can't reverse that. So we need to make sure that with the way that the new expansion is playing, and those things that we do say yes or no to are going to stay the test of the expansion and probably beyond. So one of the things I did post to the forums earlier today, and I'm just going to read what he had sent. So he said that the first observations, the portal to Dornagal is open for all toons after at least one toon in the account has done the intro quest chain. So pacifists and bloodthirsty can have access to the new zones without kills or quests. If you don't do the intro, the toon will not have skyriding. It might change when the Pathfinder achievement is obtained. Not there yet, he says. I know that they had said normal flying does not come in until you get the achievement, correct? Which again, I'm Blizzard, stop making just stop it. It's quite annoying that you can't access normal flying, that you've only got skyriding. So for those people that struggle with skyriding, which it can be, it's a little bit annoying for that. As I also said, the intro chain has two tougher fights, especially for melee. So again, you're probably looking at not doing intros on a challenge tune. So if you've got your scout, if you've got your main, like a lot of us do have a normal main that you can do all of, all of the big account stuff. But again, just if you're playing around on a live challenge tune, just remember, a death is a death, a flag is a flag. So if you're a pacifist and you get a proximity kill, if you're, if you go and go to equip something and it's the wrong quality, etc., etc., those things, they're not being flipped. So please just remember, at this time, while things are still playing out with the new expansion, just tread really carefully. I'm sure there's going to be those that will go push it, and we do have a few within the community. Be interesting to see who's going to be first. What were we saying? Too thirsty, Azzy, stir, sire. I think that was part of our group of who's going to be pushing the boundaries.
Who will be first?
Who will be first? Exactly. But
I'm dropping $5 on Assy.
On dying or in being first to start?
Oh, dying.
Assy, God love him. Yes. I know he's been busy playing his main because I see him and I'm like, okay, so he's off and running playing his main, probably because he's going to be raiding soon or whichever, but it'll be interesting to see when he starts on his challenge tunes. So that was that. Also, as I mentioned, the delves are solo scenarios dungeons with helper NPCs. So he's saying they will probably not be allowed, so don't try them on a challenge tune until a decision is made. And I'm going to say that I've done quite a few of the delves as well as the follower dungeons, and all of that stuff should not be allowed. It's for sure. I'm gonna say right now, even me taking leader who's pretty geared, if you go in with a challenge tune, one, I'm still going to say you're probably going to end up dead because you just don't have the gear to be able to cope. But you do get help from NPCs. And to me, it's definitely outside the scope. So we're still discussing it, but definitely look at that will not be allowed in the future. Any changes, of course, we will talk about that to come. So I also said the campaign requires to do dungeons, which it does. The campaign itself is not part, you know, you've got the main campaign that pertains to the things that have to do with the account. If I'm right, Chris, a lot of the account-wide stuff, a lot of the what's the word I'm trying to think of, but it's
warband?
Yeah, for the warband stuff, there's a lot of side quests. So obviously the first Isle of Dawn was the first zone, and there is a lot of quests. So as me, as leader, as a normal toon, who of course has to do everything, there's a lot of side quests, a lot of stuff around the place. So obviously on a challenge toon, you don't want to be doing campaign stuff. Like, you do not want to, because that's leading you down a path that requires you to do things that aren't allowed. Now, for a dungeon, obviously, a challenge tune, it's not going to be for, except for unless you've got a 5-man challenge team. So just remember that at this stage. So that's what Zaya has posted on the forums. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. We've still got a couple more days of early access before it goes live for everyone. So again, everything's been disabled to adding tunes, and all of that, and updating tunes, etc. on the website. We need to also allow for those that don't have access to have a play. So it might be, I'm going to say it could be another week or so before things get finalized, because obviously we need the likes for Stir to get in there and to have a play and see what he comes up and how he feels things would be and others. So again, if you've got any thoughts, you can pop over to the WoW Challenges forums. I've also got a channel on Discord for, you know, those things that if you're not into jumping around and jumping on forums, etc., that if you find stuff that you find intriguing or interesting or not sure of, please pop it in there, because obviously we've got that whatever we set for this expansion, we want to make sure that it's doable, not too doable, but we also want to make sure that we're not going, oh god, no one's going to no one's ever going to get to max level. So we need to, you know, kind of find that balance. I'm gonna say, Stir, do you remember, was it Shadowlands or was it, which expansion did it take ages for someone to hit max iron?
Yeah, was, that's a
was
good
it
one.
Shadowlands?
Was it that one?
Was it? Was it Mist?
Or was it? Or Frozen? Jeez.
Oh.
Mist too, because of the new races and stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm just trying. It was some ridiculous. And was it too? I've just got a feeling. Was it Too Thirsty? Who might have hit the first? But it was something like. Was it like 15 months or something like massive amount of time? There was a huge amount of time that there was no max levels, because it was hard. Like, and again, like, the challenges are not meant to be easy, guys. This is why it's a challenge, but balancing within what Blizzard gives us and what changes they make and how we look at it. And again, people say, well, it's a bit like hardcore. No, it's not. Just remember, we're not like the hardcore servers. These are completely different within that. Sorry, Stir, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, even remember the Maw. You couldn't skip that. You had to actually go through that, and that took a lot of time for people to get up the nerve to run a challenge through the mall.
Yep.
And then secondly, you know, if in doubt, fall back on the known principles of the challenge. You know, if it says, well, you need to eat this stuff, or you need to, you need to die, but don't worry, we'll resurrect you. Dead is dead. If it counts in the stats. So just fall back on things that you know, we all know the challenge pretty well, and the principles behind them. So just rely on that. And if your spidey instincts are tingling, maybe try it on a scout and keep track of statistics and see if things went up and things like that.
Exactly. I mean, as MRG says, run a tin man. That's always a good idea. Go with your gut. Like, again, there's been times when, and I know, as soon as I go against my gut feeling with doing something on a challenge turn, I end up dead. It happens every time. And
yes.
I've done it multiple times. It's like, no, she'll be right.
Well, and not only, you know, Ms. Rock Grooves, right on, you know, run a 10-man or a scout, but read the actual quest, maybe even go look it up on Wowhead. You know, if it says, and you're going to be rewarded with a really cool weapon, what if it auto-equips that weapon? Because sometimes really weird things like that happen, and so, you know, just do some homework.
Yeah, sometimes, in particular, at the start of an expansion, it is a good idea just to take that break, play those tunes, play your normal tune, play your main, play, you know, something other than a challenge tune. Get a feel for what's going on with our world now, what changes are being affected in old world, as well as the new world, the new zones, etc. So again, a death is a death, a flag is a flag, proxy kill is a proxy kill, all of that kind of thing. So just, again, tread wary. We've got We won't be making any decisions hastily. We still have got a couple of days before the expansion is actually live for everyone, and we need those people that don't have early access to also get in there and have a play and to see how the expansion feels from their point of view and how they play challenge tunes and how they play tunes. So once we've made those decisions, we will let everyone know, and then we'll add back in the add buttons, etc., etc. So again, thank you, Zaya, for the information that you've found out. And we appreciate that, and I'll be looking forward to hearing Stir, in particular, your thoughts when you get in there to see how you find it. And
come Monday morning, I'll be there.
Nice. So thank you very much for that. All right, let's go on to... let's just start wrapping it up. I know we've been a bit of time, but I wanted to make sure that we gave ample time to our Remembering Fair, which I think for a lot of us will always be. So definitely that, but also with the early access for The Wall Within, I wanted to make sure that we covered some of that. Zaya, let me know if I've missed anything in the chat, please. All right, let's... Stir, I don't know if you've got a funny, but if you do, let me know. Chris, do you want to do your funny, please?
Yes, but first, let me give a shout-out to whoever thought of the name Yoke Saron. Love you. Oh my gosh, yes. Amazing name, Yoke Saron. As were they an Iron Man? So Yoke is now like okay, amazing. Yes, keeping in the theme of our almost entirely druid gathering, except for Stir. I have a druid joke.
Nice.
How does a druid cut his hair?
I don't know.
Eclipse it.
Of course. I was going to say, I should have known that.
I'm making the symbol of, let's move along.
Sorry, excuse me. Do you have anything joke-wise that you want, or anything funny? Nothing?
No, just be careful out there.
Exactly. All right. Okay, let's finish off with mine, which is which I saw this and I was like, it just seemed very fishing. How do you fish without a fishing rod as a druid? With your bare hands.
Booyah.
With your bare hands.
Oh, come on. Just on the druid. This is really fun.
That was good.
Bad puns included.
Exactly. Always bad puns. So, again, thank you. Thank you to everyone for coming on. Chris, do you want to do our little Iron Elite thank yous? I don't know if I've got my... No, I haven't got it. But yeah, do you want to run through our thank yous for our Iron Elites, please?
Absolutely. Happy anniversary to everybody. Happy anniversary to Lita. Thank you so much. None of this would be possible without Lita, first and foremost. Without Stir, first, and Zaya, and literally all of you guys are just absolutely amazing, and I appreciate all of you so much. And to the people who support our community, you guys mean everything as well. Awesome trousers. Execute. I'm going to kill
Evie.
I'm going to kill your Evie.
Evie. Yeah.
We're going to just leave it at Evie. And Evie, I can remember because great Pokemon. Fair. Beloved Fair. Myself, Miss Kitten Pop, Lita, Mock, Matterhorn, Mr. Nisi, who is Mr. Bright01, Ms. Rock Guru, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, yep. Zaya, and Sepp.
Yeah, Tiber and Fair definitely forever our Iron Elites, so they will always be included in that. So thank you, again, thank you to everyone that supports not only the channel through Twitch and the website and Discord and the socials, etc. All of the money goes towards the website, so thank you very much for helping sort that out. It's muchly appreciated. Also, I have to say to the amazing team of the WoW Challenges team, thank you guys for all that you do, your support, looking after things like the forums, the questions, the Discord, just being here, hanging out when needed, answering the questions, all of that. We certainly can't do this without you guys. So Stir, Chris, Zaya in particular, thank you. Fair will forever be part of us as well. So thank you very much to that. To Rod and Zaya in particular, our code wardens, for sorting out things, for the issues, for the new expansion, for doing the down and dirty coding, looking at things, and testing, etc. Thank you so much, guys, for that. It is much appreciated. And of course, for everyone who is here on Twitch in the chat room, thank you so much, giving of some of your time to be here with us to hang out and pay remembrance to a beautiful, beautiful person in Fair. So thank you very much. All right, on that note, I'm going to say that we'll go back to our fortnightly shows at this stage. So the next show will be Saturday, September the 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern. By that stage, I'm hoping that we have had, with the expansion being live, that those people will have had, you know, had time to play around with things like Stir and, you know, anything, anyone else who's playing challenge tunes, to just get a feel of things, and perhaps we might have some answers in what the expansion will bring going forward. So Saturday, September 7th, 7 p.m. Eastern. Again, Chris, thank you so much for being here today with me. Sir, also thank you so much for hanging out in voice here, and obviously to everyone who's come over to our little remembrance party for Fair in Nighthaven in Moonglade. Thank you very, very much for doing that. Greatly appreciate it. Chris, do you want to let people know where you can find yourself, please?
Yeah, did I lose myself? I think you just also came up with our show title, Party for Fair. Because, aw, that was lovely. Me, I'm on Discord. You can find me on Discord.
Nice. Okay, and don't forget, just to remember, the wowchallenges.com is the website. You can find all of the information there, obviously, for the socials, etc. If you need to contact me, you can certainly send it through to podcast@wowchallenges.com or send it directly to letawow@gmail.com. So letawow. Either all, normally the max levels will get the email from my Lita WoW Gmail one. And again, I am waiting on our last max level challenger for Dragonflight to get back to me so I can get that write-up done. But again, 120 tunes, guys. Amazing. Like, what? It's crazy. So congratulations again to everyone. I hope you all had fun with Dragonflight. I must admit, I loved it. I will say, I loved it from the point of view of the story, the playing, what it gave. There was also a lot of but then I do love dragons, so that was 120, Dave, max level challenge turns in Dragonflight. Just a couple. Crazy. All right, so where you can find me, easiest thing is Linktree at Lita WoW. So that's the easiest. Otherwise, check me out, Discord, etc. Reach out if you've got any thoughts on the new expansion, if there's anything that you want to share. Jump into Discord, jump into, as I said, we've got the forums. If you've got any thoughts, we have got a forum post over there that you can definitely go and check that out, as well as the Discord server. So any last thoughts, sir, before I close this off and wrap it up?
Nope. We'll see you guys on the net and in Discord, and be safe.
Excellent. And Chris, any final words?
Scout it out, please. The expansion is amazing. Do not bring your challenge to me yet.
Exactly. Boy. And that is the phrase that will be one of my forever fair phrases. Scout it out. So, if anything, please take those words truly into heed with the early access and moving into the new expansion of The War Within. Have fun out there, everyone. Please stay safe both in and out of game. I will catch you back here on September 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And until then, we will catch you. Have fun. All right, let's roll the outro. Might help if I press the button.
Happy anniversary, Lita.
Thank you. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita, copyright 2024. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod and Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.